After more than 3 decades in pastoral ministry, Doug has often encountered the inevitable companion of faithful service, fatigue. This is the topic of today's discussion between Tommy and Doug. Offering counsel for both church leaders and church members, they draw a careful distinction between fatigue and tiredness and offer some valuable insight into ways to combat the fatigue that can so easily lead to spiritual exhaustion. Here is episode 61 of Imprint Out Loud.
Imprint Out Loud is the audio podcast of Imprint, which exists to leave a healthy mark on the church in Africa through trustworthy biblical resources and training of local church leaders.
Hi everyone, welcome to Imprint Out Loud. We've got Doug Venita with us again today. Welcome, Doug.
Thanks, Tommy.
Today I'd like to pick your brain about fatigue. And you've been in ministry now for 35 years?
I've been in ministry for about 36, 37 years.
Okay. So I would assume that you know something about fatigue, tiredness. And just before we started, I quickly looked at the difference between them. It says the difference, tiredness is temporary and relieved by rest, while fatigue is more severe, overwhelming state of exhaustion that isn't fixed by sleep or rest. And I thought that is quite a...
I think fatigue would be a deep-seated tiredness.
Would you say that it's only physical, spiritual, emotional?
Well, it depends on the context, but I think for a pastor, it can be all of those.
Yeah.
It can be physical, emotional, spiritual, and in some sense even relational.
Have you experienced fatigue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when did you experience it?
What day? What event? Yeah, I have experienced fatigue over the years, where you become weary. Not weary in the ministry, but weary of the ministry. And I think that's a distinction that pastors need to keep before them.
Can you explain that?
Yeah, so you can be weary in the ministry because you're just busy. So you're preparing sermons, you're counseling, you're trying to give leadership, you're going from one thing to the other, and you're weary in that. So there's a tiredness there, which is not a bad thing. But I think when you become weary of the ministry, that's where you have a fatigue. Okay. And that can be dangerous, where you just want to give up, give in, you just want to leave. I think that's the distinction. And I think I've oftentimes thought to myself, am I weary in the ministry or am I weary of it? If I'm weary in it, I just need a good nap. I need maybe a holiday. If I'm weary of the ministry, then I need to check my soul.
Okay. And how have you checked your soul? Seeing that so the first one, weary in the ministry could just be tiredness, like extended holiday, maybe take a break, let one of the lay elders preach for you for 2 or 3 weeks maybe, right, or whatever. But weary of the ministry, how do you check your soul?
Yeah, so I think if I'm weary of the ministry, then I'm grumpy. I'm perhaps hypercritical, perhaps hyper introspective, and that can lead to a depression. A deep discouragement where you just want to leave it all. Kind of like an Elijah, where, you know, no one's faithful but me, and woe is me, and I'm no better than my fathers. And so I think Elijah wasn't, I mean, he was tired. When you look at the whole context of him, he's run a marathon, actually, the distance of a marathon after facing the prophets of Baal, but then he gets self-pity. And there, I think he was weary of the ministry.
Okay.
So you lose sight of God. Maybe that's the best way to put it. You lose sight of the fact that God is at work.
Yeah.
And you think it's all of you on you.
Yeah. Practically, how would you turn that around then? Because you can't just leave.
Yeah. I mean. So I think sometimes part of that might be to take a break, because you might be tired, you might be like an Elijah, you've had some intense conflicts, and so you need a little bit of rest. But even there, I caution people. I think we've talked about this in the former podcast, that I think it's dangerous for a pastor when he's in a tough time to just leave the ministry. Sometimes you have to do that, but I think you need to exemplify to the people that in the midst of difficulties, God can sustain you. So I think what you need to do is really up the amps on your devotional life, just getting alone with God, reading scripture, praying, read some good books. I like biography that stimulates me.
Would you say that that distracts you more? So the one, reading of the Bible, pray more, rest in God, really amps up, like you said, focusing on God. But then also other things, like you're a runner, you like running. So running a bit more, reading biographies for kind of a distraction, not a escapism, but just a distraction.
Yeah. So when I can, if I'm getting weary, getting fatigued in my spirit, I have to run, because that physiologically just gets the endorphins going. If I don't, if I just lay around, I'm in trouble. So I find that physical exercise helps me a lot. But the biographies, that kind of stuff just reminds me, I'm not the first guy in history to have gone through a tough time in ministry. So, I mean, I remember reading Martin Lloyd-Jones years ago, his biography by Ian Murray, and he talked about he was in a dark time. And just reading that kind of stuff is encouraging that you're not alone in this.
What other practical ways do you find is helpful that will help you with the fatigue?
So I think for me, spending time with my wife is helpful. Because she'll speak truth to me. And just kind of getting, I think every pastor needs a day off.
I think
pastors who work 7 days a week and think that's spiritual, it might be, but it may not be wise.
So, just to interrupt you there, what do you think, other than conflict, is a cause of fatigue in, so weariness of the ministry?
So I think taking the ministry seriously. Depending on your personality type. So my personality type, if I take the ministry seriously, I'm going to feel the weightiness of that, perhaps more emotionally than other guys. So I think you want to be careful that personality plays into this. But I think that, for instance, what I'm preaching through now with Amos, that's a lot more difficult than preaching through Philippians. Because Amos is a prophetic book of judgment. It's heavy themes. I feel exhausted after preaching those sermons. So I think that taking the Word of God seriously, the things besides that you mentioned, the conflict, but just carrying the burdens of people. So you have people in your church who are really hurting, who are really struggling, and as a shepherd, you carry that in your heart, and that can be wearying.
Have you ever, I mean, you're quite a private guy, but have you ever told people that to pray for you or to even come around alongside you when you're experiencing those times?
I have a couple of friends that I would reach out to and ask them to pray for me in this time, and maybe just having a chat with them will be helpful. So I think that there's value in that. And I think, again, your fellow elders, leaning on them, just being honest, this is where I'm at, pray for me, be aware, look for warning signs in my life.
That's helpful. Just going the other way, so talking about pastors' fatigue with regards to ministry, just general members, what kind of advice would you give them, like a mom at home? She can't check out.
Right.
A guy that's working 8 to 5, stuck in traffic every day, can't check out, you'll get fired. I mean, you can't just take off.
Right.
What kind of advice would you give the general member of a church when they're fatigued? First one, because I think one of the things is check out in attending church.
So I think that's a good question, and that goes back to what I said earlier. That's where I think pastors, if every time you're going through a time of fatigue, you're checking out, what are you saying to your people? They can't do that. Even sabbaticals, I've struggled with those. I've had, I think, 2 in 32 years, but I can struggle with that because, you know, not everybody can just do that. I think there's value in them. We just have to be careful about that. But yeah, I think so a church member who's fatigued, they can't check out, what they can do is be faithful to corporate worship. Mm. And they might need to, if they're involved in some kind of a structured ministry, they might need to lay that aside for a while. Yeah. I think there's some times that's wise to do. I've counseled people before, step away from this ministry because you're in a tough spot right now. Mm-hmm. But you can't check out of corporate worship. Corporate worship on the Lord's Day is just vital to feeding your soul. Mm-hmm. And most people find when they gather, they're glad they did. Mm-hmm. Though everything in them screams, I don't want to come. Mm-hmm. So I think you want to maintain your devotional life and you want to maintain your corporate worship. I think that's helpful. And again, like you said, sometimes physical exercise is a help. Mm. Do what you can to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
See a doctor.
What do you think of thinking how closely fatigue and maybe depression goes together? How does sin play a part in all of this? So you could just be overworked, could be over-ministering, but where does sin play a part in all of your fatigue?
Yeah, so sin may play a part if you are self-sufficient. Mm. So instead of relying on the Lord to do His work, for instance, if you're in the ministry, instead of relying on the Lord to do His work of taking His word, applying it to people's lives,
yeah,
if you make it all about you, you can end up with the sin of self-pity. And then that just feeds your fatigue, feeds your depression. So sometimes you have to just take yourself in hand and say, stop it. Mm. You know? I mean, I've done that. I've actually said out loud to myself, stop it.
Just stop it.
Yeah, just stop it.
Yeah.
Remind myself, you know, God's got this.
Yeah, I like what you said, the whole thing of taking yourself at it just and say, stop it. But sometimes it's also the whole thing of you're not stopping it, or you rely on yourself to overcome certain things,
right?
Which is just going to drain you spiritually and make you tired. Because then again, you don't sleep, and then a few evenings of not sleeping because you're lying awake wrestling with this thing plays into the whole being fatigued and emotionally drained.
So maybe you have to kind of know yourself. Know what you can handle. Mm. So last week I had a really busy week with things outside the church, ministry outside the church, while I was in the church.
Yeah.
And I can do that for a few weeks in a row, but I also at some point need to say, I need a break from that. I need a normal week.
Yeah.
So I know what I can handle and I know what I can't handle. So I think knowing yourself while also not being too soft on yourself, there's a balance there.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's where outside counsel comes into your wife or your husband speaking into your life, fellow elders speaking into your life, and just have a finger on the pulse, on the pulse there. Any scripture that you would be able to point us to say, hey, maybe read these passages while you pray and amp up your devotional life?
Yeah, I think Psalm 42, where David speaks about why you cast down, O my soul. And he talks to himself rather than just listening to himself. Martin Lloyd Jones used to say. I think that's helpful. Psalm 3 is a really good psalm about, salvation is of the Lord. And in that psalm, he speaks about God gives his beloved sleep. Mm. So Psalm 3 has been a help to me that, you know, God does have this and he has me. He's sovereign. I'm not. I can rely on him. I find that's helpful. I find the book of Acts is a good tonic where you see God overcoming obstacles to the progress of the gospel. That can be an encouragement. Mm.
That's good. Any last thoughts about fatigue? I don't want to open the whole door on burnout. That's a whole different topic that I've got certain views on.
I think going in the ministry, you need to realize it's not going to be easy. I think if somebody goes in the ministry thinking, this is great, I can just sit in my study and read books all day, you don't understand ministry. But you're going to face discouraging times. You know, if you're doing your job, if you're doing your calling as you should, you're going to be tired. And we have to be careful that we're not too easy on ourselves.
Yeah.
I think A.W. Tozer said once that if either Tozer or Oswald Saunders said that if it's true that hard work will kill a man, no pastor should ever die of old age. And that's I often think of that yeah, it's hard work. Mm-hmm. And just, but it's rewarding work.
Yeah. Recently I've gone through a difficult time and I just realized everybody, and this is not the door of opening up for burnout, but everybody's like, you are burnt out, or you need to be careful of burnout. And I wrestled with that. And I just realized that a lot of my fatigue is actually mental. Like it is, oh, I'm so tired. Instead of, do you know what? Let me just take on today. I'm in Christ Jesus. I work for him and actually get my joy back.
Yeah.
And then I was less tired. I was still tired, fatigued, right. But it that emotional, just like, it's not that bad. So it's a wrestle in the brain. It's that renewing my mind that really helped me through a stage of being fatigued.
And I think along that line, I've heard a lot of guys, experienced guys say this, just do the next thing. Now, it might sound counterintuitive if you're tired, but I find sometimes I'm tired physically, I'm mentally tired, but I have a sermon to prepare. And as I get into it, it's amazing how I just kind of come alive.
Rejuvenates.
Getting into the Word, I'm rejuvenated by it. So I think sometimes the key to fatigue is just keep going and do the next thing.
Well, that's very helpful. Thank you, Doug. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
So if you have any other questions, you can send it in. But we are happy to, and we are happy to hear those, to discuss. If you like the episode, like it and share it. Until next time.
Help further the work of Imprint by sharing this podcast with someone who might benefit from it, or by rating and reviewing it in your favorite podcast catcher. Visit imprinton.org for more resources and information about the ministry.